here's a story from The World.
In Spain, a decades-long exodus from the countryside to the cities has left hundreds of villages either empty or with very few inhabitants. Castellón, a region in Spain's northeast, knows the trend well. It now has one of the lowest population densities in Europe. But one tiny village there has managed to reverse the trend. Jerry Haddon reports.
Argelita is an idyllic whitewashed mountain village with narrow lanes. It has an old public washhouse that people still use for laundry and a shaded river running past. It's a great place to swim in summer. There's a bar, a medieval church, and sheep grazing on the nearby hills. But one thing's been missing here until now. Kids. But they're back because after 47 years, they've finally got a place to learn in town, at the village's new school. Back in the 70s, the school closed down because there just weren't enough children.
Porque me gustaba más aquí, porque en el otro...
I like it here more than at my old school, says fifth grader Lola Brun. There, the kids would fight a lot. Brun's one of 24 students here. Her family moved to Argelita a couple of years ago from a bigger town near the coast. Her mom's one of the teachers.
Estábamos mucho rato haciendo clase.
At my old school, we were in class all day, Lola says. Here, we have more free time. We can go outside on the playground. Just over a year ago, Argelita, population about 100 and shrinking, was a much quieter place. The schools changed that. But the plan to revive the aging village started earlier. We weren't looking for a strategy to stop the exodus of residents, says Amadeo Yach, Argelita's lieutenant mayor. We were already depopulated, he says. We needed a plan to bring families back. That is, families with kids. But Yach says the town knew that producing a school building alone wasn't going to produce miracles. First, Argelita brought back some other basics, like this little supermarket. Then, a pharmacy. We almost never used to sell diapers or formula, says assistant pharmacist Vicky Jimenez, showing me around her tiny storefront. Now we've got pacifiers, she says, and all the little things babies need. Next door, another new multi-use space. Depending on the day, you can pop in for a haircut to see the foot doctor or the visiting physical therapist. All of this was put in place before the school. Only then did the town go after families. And the plan seems to be working.
Yo venía aquí con mi marido, con tres niños.
On a recent morning in the tiny town square, a young woman named Ayona Khalili stops for a coffee. I moved to Argelita with my husband and three kids, she says. The Khalilis are refugees from Albania. See, a couple of years back, Argelita put out a public call for immigrant families. Move here with your kids, we'll give you free housing and a job. Soon, Argelita was welcoming a Kurdish family from Syria, a Colombian couple with two kids, and the Khalilis. The influx pushed the school-age population to 11, past the legal minimum threshold for a public school. The town's great, says Ayona. It's so calm. It's good for our kids. They really like it. Ayona's husband was given a town job maintaining the local forest. Back at school, Ayona's 11-year-old, Yegor, says he loves that he can walk to school. It's like 10 or 15 steps from my home, he says. It's a small town. Yegor goes on to complain about homework, unsurprisingly, but he's smiling as he does so. He seems like a happy kid. The whole town seems happy about the new school and the new families who've made it possible, says local baker Aitor Bazagón. It's brought us more life to the village, he says. There are kids playing in the streets. Before the school, after dinner, there was no action in the streets. Everyone just stayed home. Do the kids bother people running around, I ask? Quite the opposite, Balfagón says. It's a pleasure to have them. Balfagón also happens to be the town's mayor. In between baking baguettes, he's managed to get some new housing approved, because now, he says, there's a waiting list of families hoping to move here. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Argelita, Spain.